Can you guys hear me?
Yep. Can you hear us?
Yep. Got you now. Sorry about that.
All right. Well, we are now joined by Championship 4 driver Brad Keselowski. Brad, thanks for taking the time to join us. We'll get right into questions here for you. Let's kick things off with Mitchell Brewer. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Brad, earlier this season, you called this one of your best seasons of your career. Going into the Championship 4, do you still feel that to be the case?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're winning races. We got 4 wins this year. Making the Championship 4 is a big deal. Credit to Team Penske for that, for having 2 cars in it, Joey and myself. And the way Blaney ran tonight, he shows that he's one of the best drivers out there too, and could easily have been in that list or been in the Championship 4 if some things would have gone his way. But wow, I'm just it was a long night. All right. But I thought we were one of the best cars at the end of the race, if not the best car, and was just a little disappointed in the speeding penalty. I'm still not sure I understand it. I didn't feel like I was speeding, but either way, great finish for us. I'm really proud of everybody.
All right, we're going to take our next question here from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. Gutsy performance, champ. I heard Coleman giving you a lot of information throughout the course of the end of the race, but how worried were you about Harvick making a charge there on the last lap?
Oh, I was very worried. Sorry, Roger, calling me.
Bigger name on the other line.
Well, I'll call him right back if you're watching, Mr. Penske. But anyway, really... well, he did a great job to walk me through what's going on. I had on my shoulder. Passing the cars I was around, it's just so hard to pass cars in such a time. Coleman did.
Sorry, Brad, I think we lost you there. Lee, did you get what Brad answered, or did you have a follow-up?
It was about half an answer. Would you mind going through that again, please? Because you were breaking up significantly. Sorry about that.
How about now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, just take me through what was going through your mind over those closing laps, because, you know, you're getting information. Harvick's getting information. He's closing in on you.
Yeah. Well, I passed him to, you know, to gain the 7 spots I needed. And it was just a matter of, I knew he had some teammates in front of him that obviously could help him out a little bit. And, I was very close, and, there's just only so much I can do about him. I was trying to focus on just myself, but of course I wanted to know, right?
We've been going through this playoff system since 2014. And, you know, here we have the guy that has the most wins throughout the season, isn't going to be there to fight for the championship. You see anything wrong with that?
Well, I've been there too, Lee. I won 6 races in 2014, didn't make Championship 4, most of anybody, the entire year. And I'll tell you, it stings. And I feel for Kevin, because I've been there. You know, the format is what the format is. Not our job to decide the format. It's our job to race the format. And I'll ask for that.
Appreciate your time. Good luck next weekend.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Cole with Popular Speak. Go ahead.
Hey, Brad, congratulations. I'm just kind of curious, with the Championship 4 set, is there one driver you see as the biggest threat, and if so, why?
I mean, no, I think all of us are pretty evenly matched going into Phoenix. Denny's had some good runs there. Chase has had some good runs there. Joey won last spring. We've been so good on that type of track this season. I think this is about as even matched as it's going to get.
Thank you, sir. Good luck.
No problem.
All right. Go ahead. Brett Hawkins.
How about it, Bob? You got me?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. I'm listening to 2 things at once, but I got you. Was that nerve-wracking, or when you're in the moment, are you just like, okay, I need to get this spot. If I can get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't.
Yeah, you know, you're just trying to control what you can control, Bob, and I can't control the 4 car. I can't control those other guys. All I could do is really run my own race. And that's what I was trying to do, is run my own race and not get ourselves in any trouble by overthinking it. I definitely can't control the 4 car or the 11 car. I knew it was really close with all of us, but whew. I hope you guys had fun. That was a hell of a race.
And you seemed a little bit surprised that you got a speeding penalty. Did you ever get kind of any, I mean, do you think your lights were off?
No, I think something add up there. Being in the first stall, you shouldn't be able to speed in the first or last segment on the racetrack. I wasn't even up to speed. So it's tough because, on these rounded corner pit roads, you don't have to be at full speed to be speeding because of the way that the math is figured out. You know, it's a time thing. It's not an actual speed. So I'm going to have to take a look at it.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Take our next question from Jeff Magliocchetti. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Brad. Congratulations on a strong run and for advancing into the championship four. When you guys endured that speeding penalty, it would cause like a lot of lesser teams, you know, cringe, make excuses, whatnot. You were back to a great finish and to advancement. How proud are you of the resiliency that this number two squad has displayed, not just tonight, but all season long?
Oh, that was some resiliency. Sorry, I'm in a spot where I can't have my camera on, but that was certainly some resiliency for sure to make it through a moment like that. I mean, talk about back up against the wall. Oh my gosh. That's as back up against the wall as you can get. And I just drove the best race I could drive, and the team did the best job they could do with the remaining pit stop, and we were back at it.
All right. Thanks, Brad. Congratulations.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, Brad. Well, thanks for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on that championship four berth, and we'll see you at Phoenix.